Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. McCarran Farm Talk on Monday visited with Amber Bations with the North Dakota Livestock Alliance to get details on the third annual Livestock Summit taking place next Thursday.
Hey, you got Dr. David Newman coming as the keynote speaker, and he'll come back from Arkansas. Bring some warm weather with him, huh?
Absolutely. Warm weather and enthusiasm. For anyone who hasn't met this guy yet, he's just a riot. So we're very excited to have him back in North Dakota.
Well, it is a livestock summit. This is for anybody who is or is associated with or wants to be an animal ag producer, and it's not just limited to North Dakota. You will welcome anybody, wouldn't you?
Right, absolutely. I mean, NDLA, you know, our livestock development and promotion efforts are focused here in the state, but of course we do have an open door policy to our neighboring states as well. You know, we can learn so much from each other, and the tremendous successes in South Dakota are definitely something that we enjoy learning about and learning how we can follow suit.
Now, again, kind of throw down the gauntlet. Why should anybody who's ever raising cows, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens, turkeys, any or all of the above, or any other animals, why should they be there?
Well, so the Livestock Summit is actually a very open format. You know, we discuss all species of animal ag. We're not totally focused on any specific species. So it's a great learning platform to learn about. You know, the really cool one is going to be Dave Skaggs from Central Confinement Services. He's actually going to walk through a livestock facility construction process, so for people to learn how to have a smooth and timely project. And he's also going to do his best to give us an outline on construction product supply outlooks. So that's going to be useful for regardless if you're building a hog unit or if you're building an outbuilding of any kind, it's going to be useful information for sure.
Oh, yeah, lumber. I remember. That was hard to get a hold of, or it was cost prohibitive last year, and hopefully things are getting a little bit better. Huh?
Yeah, it's you know, things are looking a little bit better. Steel is still kind of wild, but it'll be interesting to hear how contractors are responding. And for a while there, you know, if you wanted to get a bid on a building or any kind of project like that, the most the contractor would do would be a 24-hour or 48-hour contract because the prices were changing so quickly. So we'll hear from Dave about if that's still happening or what's going on out there.
For sure. All right. Well, it's all about protein production, and the protein doesn't just sit in the freezer. It gets cooked, and I see you got a competitive cook to tell us all about meal preparation.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for you to meet her, Mick. Your two personalities are going to be perfection. You're going to be so much fun to listen to on this. So her name is Kristen Clark, and she's actually a competitive cook, and she's an Iowa farmer. So she is going to do some cooking demonstrations of all the top-tier meats there. So we've got lamb and pork and beef, and, of course, you know me, there's going to be dairy involved in every aspect of it. So she's going to be really fun to hear from, and then, of course, the crowd is going to get some samples of the goodies she makes as well.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.